Hello.
Hey Steve, it's Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Great.
Good. I just have a few questions for you. Just going over everything that you've sent me. The first thing is, you sent me that application, but you guys didn't actually digitally like sign it. So if you could just like print it out, and sign it, I will need that.
I didn't sign it.
No, it doesn't look like it. It's just you typed it all out, but there's no actual signature on the application.
Okay.
So I'll need that. The second thing is I was taking a look at that invoice and it's dated 2014. And so that isn't really I just wanted to make sure like where are you guys at with that? Is there going to be updated is there going to be an updated cost associated with that since the invoice is so old? Are prices going to increase?
What did I thought I sent you a did I send you an itemized invoice?
Yeah, and the date on it is for 2014, so I just wanted to make sure we had the correct like amount
That's
that
the
you
correct
needed.
one.
Oh, for
That's the
is
correct
there
amount.
okay, is there no is do you have an updated invoice like for this year?
That's an updated one. What happened is that it was a bigger invoice. This is there were two parts to it. I paid the first part, and this is the balance. So that's an updated one that they just sent me. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure why it has. I guess it has 214 because that's when I had the original order.
Okay, yeah, because it shows that you had paid off a certain amount.
Right.
Let me pull it up here. But yeah, okay, so the 30,000 is the correct balance, and that's what they just sent you.
Yes.
Okay, so the 30K is correct. Just making notes here. Okay, and then I need your last 6 months of bank statements. You sent me up until July, but I do have your August bank statement yet.
You don't have the August? I thought I sent you August.
Oh no, not August. And then I
Sorry, wait a
also
minute.
okay.
Go ahead, go ahead.
And then for August, is your balance positive or negative? Do you know offhand?
It should be positive.
Should okay, because I know in June and July you were negative, so I just want to make sure that the cash is flowing again for August.
Yeah. Okay, what else do you need?
Okay, and then so if just for August, and then if you want, you can also just send me month to date for September, and that might make things a little bit easier to get you that like a really good rate, just so that we can see that you're still in a positive cash flow right now.
Okay.
And then another question I have is, you guys said that you've been in business for 11 years. And I checked the SOS filing, the Secretary of State for New York, and the filing was, it says it changed in 2014. So, like, was there a change in company structure? Was, like, sole
Yes.
pro. Okay. What
Yes.
was it before?
LLC.
Okay, it's an LLC now, right?
It's an it was an LLC, right, kind of changed to S Corp.
Oh, now it's an S Corp?
Yeah.
But it is okay, but so what?
No,
Because
no,
it
no,
was
no, 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 no.
an S
You
Corp
said
and now it's an LLC.
2014? You said 2014? No,
Yeah.
I think you're looking at the Mount Vernon address.
The I'm sorry?
You're looking at a Mount Vernon address, probably.
Oh, okay, yeah,
And you said
actually.
it was changed. That's a new, that's a different funeral home. That's a different address.
So
That's
the
the one that I'm renovating.
Oh, okay. So then the first one that you have, so in the secret okay, and the file shows me it says no, let's see, the name R. Stephen Legall Home for Funerals. Yeah, Mount Vernon
Mount
Inc.
Vernon,
Okay, which
right.
one so what is the other one the name of?
What, same thing, but 169 Empire Boulevard.
That one's not coming up when I look you up in the Secretary of State. The only thing that came up, is it still R. Stephen Legall Home for Funerals?
Correct.
It's just saying the initial filing date is 2014.
No, that's the Mount Vernon. I can send you the business certificate if you like.
Okay, that would be great. That would really help, just so that we can, because the time in business will definitely, just help things out. And then another thing that I have is I saw that your credit's been run a few times in like the last week. Do you have any other offers right now? And where are you at with that? Because we do have like a match or beat policy, so I want to make sure that we get you the best deal.
I have one other offer.
Okay. If you want to send that over to me, then we can get competitive with it and make sure that we get you something better.
All right.
Okay. And a few other things. this actually might have been already taken care of. I just couldn't exactly see. It looks like you had some tax liens back on your account. Have those all been paid for?
Yes.
Okay, all of their tax liens have been paid?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and then do you have any loans out right now? Any equipment finance or working capital at all?
Yes.
Okay. Which ones do you have?
Well, I have to write it. I have to send it to you. So.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, let me know what you have. And then so there's different programs I want to submit you for, so I want to get, because I want to get you the best deal. So what I'm going to do is we have equipment financing and working capital. Since I don't have to run anything twice, it's just a way for me to find the most competitive deal for you. So the only last thing I would need is if you guys take credit cards, I would need 4 months of your merchant processing statements.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can also just list this out and send everything to you in an email so you have it through an email. But just so,
yeah,
yeah, I'll definitely send, because I know I just went over like a ton of stuff with you right now. But so basically that will just make sure that I can just get you the best deal possible. And then we can kind of go from there, and I'll let you know, as soon as we get all of this kind of in order, then we can kind of move forward. And then maybe if you can get it to me today, maybe by the end of the day, if not, definitely next week.
Okay.
Awesome. And do you have any more questions for me?
That's it.
Okay, awesome. Well, thanks, Steve. I will send you an email real quick outlining everything, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Good, thanks.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Bye.